Henry VIII had a troubled relationship with the rulers of Spain. Ferdinand of Aragon, he needed as an ally against France, for he recognised the King of France was his real enemy in his chivalric desire to win back the French lands that his ancestors had lost. He needed allies, and Ferdinand of Aragon was the most important one for him. But he recognised he was a slippery character, and indeed, during the first war against France, Ferdinand of Aragon proved to be as untrustworthy as Henry had feared, and Henry recognised that the Spaniards were not, they were necessary, though not desirable allies. Of course, Ferdinand of Aragon was succeeded by Charles V, who was a much more powerful ruler than even Ferdinand had been, because he didn't just rule Spain, he also ruled the Empire and the Netherlands. And again, Henry VIII needed him as an ally. Charles V proved to be just as slippery, as far as Henry VIII was concerned, as had Ferdinand of Aragon. And not only did he not follow Henry's wishes in terms of conquering France and allowing Henry VIII to have lands and indeed the crown of France, but also he made separate peace with Francis I of France and didn't include Henry in it. Charles V did not allow Henry to have the benefits of his victories in France, and he also arranged marriage alliances with the King of France, which intimated that Henry VIII would be on the sidelines. So the relationship before the annulment issue rose its head had not been perfect. They had not had, you know, a perfect amity. They'd had a troubled amity, and both Charles V and Henry VIII knew they needed each other, but they didn't get what they wanted from each other.